using a tool where you see all the students while they work, it gives you kind of an x-ray vision and kind of a superpower, allowing you to see when the students need help, even if they don't ask for it.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years now, leading professional development for educators and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. You might be used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes of the podcast, and today is a special bonus episode in partnership with whiteboard.fi. I'm excited to bring you another special bonus episode on a Sunday. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that says show notes. You can click on it as you're listening today, and it'll take you to all of the resources I mention. This episode is sponsored by whiteboard.fi, the free online whiteboard tool for teachers and students. The whiteboard.fi team has recently released a new and improved version with a hugely improved classroom experience. So go to whiteboard.fi and unlock your teaching superpowers. Get started in seconds for free by visiting whiteboard.fi. Use code MONICA25 to get 25% off all plans, or reach out to them for more info on organizational access. Today's episode is titled, How Individual Whiteboards Can Transform Formative Assessment, a bonus episode with whiteboard.fi. And I chat today with Sebastian Laxall, a former public school teacher and founder, creator, and CEO of whiteboard.fi. In today's conversation, we talk all about digital whiteboards, including how to use them with students independently, so not in the collaborative, everyone's in the same busy space, but independently, and the value it can bring to your formative assessment routine. Let's jump in to the conversation. Welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to chat with you today. Before we jump in to talk all about the ways that an individual whiteboard can really transform a classroom experience, I'd love for us to start by hearing a bit about your role in education. What does your day-to-day look like?
Hello, I am Sebastian Laxall. And I'm a former public school teacher in math and computer science here in Finland, where I taught ages 13 through 15. I am the founder and creator and CEO of whiteboard.fi, and that's a digital whiteboard tool for education. My day-to-day includes pretty much working hard on the development of the product in order to improve it, and I'm still actively developing the product and run this small 4-person team here at Whiteboard. And we are, since last year, proudly a part of the Kahoot family as well.
Lovely. And we've had representatives from Kahoot on the podcast recently too. And so excited that you are here to join in for this conversation today. And, you know, as I mentioned, today we're talking about digital whiteboards in the classroom. Can you help us understand, you know, what is the difference between working on a whiteboard in a digital space and a dry erase board with markers?
Yeah. Normal analog dry erase boards with markers can be a great tool for formative assessment. I've used them myself in the classroom. And that's actually where the story of whiteboard starts, back in the classroom, back in 2016, with me as a teacher experimenting with different tools for formative assessment. You see, I wanted to see what everybody was answering when I asked a question, not just the ones raising their hands. And especially, I wanted to get an overview of the shy students' knowledge. So I experimented with those you know, the traffic light signs that the students would hold up, mm-hmm. and also with those dry erase boards that the students would use. But I thought that all these methods were too slow and limited. So having experience in web development and programming, I started developing a tool where I could give digital whiteboards to all my students and see an overview of them in real time. And that's when whiteboard.fi was born. And I think a digital whiteboard has many advantages over analog ones. It's far more versatile with all the different tools you can have, like math tools and graphs and equations. And the possibility, of course, for the students to quickly work on an image on the whiteboard that the teacher shares with them. And for the teacher, of course, it's easier to get an overview of everybody's answer Of course, with a digital whiteboard, you can have multiple pages. And what's really important is that every student can work in their own pace without stress. And that's extremely important in the classroom, so that they can switch between exercise and pages. And having that functionality, of course, if you wipe something on an analog whiteboard, it's gone. But on these digital whiteboards, you can go back and undo.
I love all of those reasons. And I think it is truly what sets apart. Like, we're building upon all of the great things that you can do with markers, right, in a dry erase board, but just the versatility, the ability for a teacher to put an image that students can annotate, that real-time feedback. And even just pieces like the multiple pages, right? Or being able to save your work or work at your own pace without necessarily, you know, seeing that what everyone else is working on at the same time. So I just love all of those reasons. And I think it's such a great way to say, you know, we are building upon a foundation for what you might have experienced using a dry erase board in the past. Now, you know, as we're talking today, I'm really excited to talk to you and to jump into this idea of working independently, which we've started to talk about already, right? Independently on digital whiteboards, since we often hear about the collaborative connection. So what are the benefits of having students work on their own, right? Working independently on a digital whiteboard?
Well, everybody can answer, and also shy students have the possibility to show what they know. There's no like piggybacking on other students either when you have individual whiteboards. And this also makes student engagement high, as everybody has to do their own work and the teacher can see what they do and they can get instant response individually. So that's really important. And really, like, using a tool where you see all the students while they work, it gives you kind of an X-ray vision and kind of a superpower, allowing you to see when the students need help, even if they don't ask for it. So it's kind of reading their minds. Speaking of individual whiteboards, an important aspect is confidentiality. So only the teacher sees what the students do. So this peer pressure is removed and no one needs to be corrected in front of the rest of the class. And regarding these collaborative whiteboards, you can also imagine how crazy it gets when many students mm-hmm. draw on the same whiteboard. It really takes away the learning experience.
Yeah. And so as we're thinking about these pieces, and I definitely agree with you, I've been in some big groups where everyone's in the same space and it might be, you know, it might work for certain aspects, but it gets crazy, like you said, pretty fast. And if you're really committed to gathering that high quality formative assessment data, right, that tied to an individual student, you know, I love what you said about this being like an X-ray vision superpower for teachers, because I really do think, you know, that is a big part of it, right? We get that almost feels like a behind the scenes look, that real time data. And so many ways for students to show what they know, right? Or really for you to get that window into their thinking. So, you know, that window into their thinking, right, connects to the next question I have for you around formative assessment and checking for understanding. So tell us more about the formative assessment connection here. How can teachers use this type of classroom technology to check for understanding?
Well, Well, the most popular ways to use Whiteboard Identify are entry and exit tickets. So for entry tickets, check the student's pre-knowledge by asking a quick question and then adapt the teaching depending on their answer. So it's if it's too easy, dig a little bit deeper. And if like basic prerequisites are missing, just repeat those before moving on. And then during the lesson, pull up whiteboard.fi, check that everybody has understood, and help those who haven't. So this way you really focus your precious time there in the classroom more efficiently. And then for exit tickets, use those to repeat and to gauge how well a topic has been absorbed by the student. So those are the main use cases for it.
Well, I'm so glad that you gave those three moments, if you will, because I know I talk a lot about formative assessment, and listeners here of the podcast might have attended a workshop or a session with me or a webinar. And I always like to start with that before, during, and after reminder, right? To say that there's all these moments we can check for understanding, all these moments where formative assessment can be part of our decision making, right? And what our intention looks like for next steps. So that entry ticket you mentioned, checking for pre-knowledge during a lesson so that a teacher gets that, you know, uses their x-ray vision, right? Superpower, and is looking into where students are and where they need help. And then the exit tickets, which I think for many listeners, they're using exit tickets in some way. They're comfortable with that as a formative assessment routine, but that embedded piece, right? Or the kickoff piece, I think is a really great way to think about using an individual, you know, whiteboard space. So one thing you mentioned earlier that I want to circle back on had to do with the high engagement and participation. So how can teachers use a digital whiteboard space to boost engagement or encourage participation in their classroom?
Well, this large open space to answer, it really opens up for creativity compared to only typed answers or these multi-choice questions. And what we also have noticed, which is really great to hear from our users, is that students with special needs can use the whiteboard with images or drawings to express themselves in other ways. So that's really great. And the students know that their work is being reviewed in real time while they're working. So they are usually more engaged because they know that what they do on the whiteboard is really reviewed by the teacher. And of course, it's fun and creative to work on assignments in this way. So they are also excited about sharing. And when they can express themselves in many different ways, they are excited to share that with the teacher.
Yeah, and just that accountability component, right? Like when we put papers into a pile and we don't know what happens to it, right? We're spending our time with a response a little bit differently than when we know for sure someone's looking at it and they're looking at it while we're still with them, right? In the room, right? So there's that different level of accountability there. But, you know, you mentioned about giving kids choices and supporting students with different learning needs. You know, a lot of conversations I have with educators around differentiation or differentiate instruction is about the how, right? They know what it is and they know why it's important, but it's like, how can we do this, right? Like, where is the time and all, and really valid questions. So the fact that a space like this, an independent digital whiteboard space would provide kids with options for how they respond, right? You're differentiating the way that you're gathering data from students, even if they're all, I want to say physically in the same space, but maybe it's more like digitally in the same space. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that underneath that kind of overarching category about participation and engagement, because it's something that how do we even make this happen? It comes up a lot for me. And I'm sure in conversations you have as well. So as we're talking today about putting all of this into practice, you know, how do you think of yourselves as at whiteboard.fi? Like, how do you position yourselves in a field where there are a lot of different tools? There's so many different tools and games for educators to use in the classroom.
Well, we think that whiteboard.fi is a great addition to other quiz games and tools for engagements. You can use them all in parallel. This open whiteboard opens up for creativity in other ways. And as there's no countdown timer, there's no pressure often associated with these quiz type games. So students have more time to focus and concentrate on creativity instead of just being fastest and loudest at something.
Yeah, and I can imagine for groups of students or even for teachers who are reflecting on the work happening in their classroom, you know, that there is that level of balance to say, like, you know, what's going to be right for this group all the time, right? Or some of the time, or what are we going to bring in at different parts of the year and give kids more space, or even just, you know, be reactive based on their observations of how students are responding to things that, you know, might feel like they're is that great part of gamifying the learning experience, but then also the creativity, the open-endedness, the lack of a timer, right? And the intimidation that can feel for a group. So I like that's something that, you know, we could really, you know, consider, right? When thinking about what happens in a classroom as an alternate, you know, or an option. So if a teacher is listening today, if an instructional coach is listening today, a media specialist, someone who might make a recommendation or coach a classroom teacher in addition to being in the classroom themselves all the time, you know, if they want to try out a digital whiteboard for the first time or revisit it for the first time in a while, what is the best way to get started with this type of technology?
Well, the free version of whiteboard.fi is really quick and easy to try, even without registration. So simply go to whiteboard.fi and click on new session, and you'll get a new whiteboard session in seconds where you can try out and feel the product. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, you can sign up for a free teacher account for more features or subscribe to paid plans for even more functionality. You can sign up using Clever or other providers. And remember, the students don't need an account to join your session. So it's really easy for them to join through a link, QR code or a PIN code. And right now, we are also offering 25% discount for listeners using the code MONICA25. Mm-hmm. So make sure to use that when you make your purchase. And now you can also try our new version that we have worked really hard on. It contains lots of new improvements and new functionalities, and old users of Whiteboard will love it. It's a completely new design. It takes advantage of the whole full screen in a new way. It has even better real-time features. Everything is smoother than ever, and the Clever integration has been updated, so it's even more convenient to use through clever.com and to add your classes from there. So make sure to check it out. We love to hear feedback from both old users and those hearing about Whiteboard.fi for the first time.
Yeah, and such a great point for educators or listeners who might have used this during, say, distance learning or remote learning, right? That there are new things that they might not have seen if they haven't jumped back into this. So to help listeners understand some of the things that they can do within this space, what are some of the standout features inside of whiteboard.fi?
Well, I must say we have a really great math tool. So make sure to check that out, how to use it for equations and graphs and more. And also then try animate an image and see how we can send it out to your students for annotation, for instance. Invite your students and see how their individual whiteboards really come to life as they start working.
So what exactly does whiteboard.fi do? Like, how could a teacher, school, or district bring this into their classroom?
We develop and maintain an easy-to-use whiteboard platform that we supply to schools and districts across the globe. So we offer these affordable school and district-wide plans for organizations of all shapes and sizes to make sure to contact us for that. And our users love giving us feedback, and we take these ideas to build an even greater platform for teachers and students. So we are, and we want to continue being the best pedagogical whiteboard on the market.
And I love that idea of just the pedagogical whiteboard component, right? Like, there's just a lot of opportunities to tie this back to best practices, right? Inside of a classroom setting, your content area goals, what it is that you're focused in on. So that's just a great reminder, right? As we think about putting some of these ideas into practice. So for anyone listening today, I am going to link out to all the ways to get connected with you, where to find that special discount code after they try out the free version. So let us know, where can people connect with you? You know, where can they learn more about your work?
We love to be close to the educators and support them in developing their skills and pedagogy. So that's why we also offer teacher training sessions and we love to be in the classroom ourselves. And you have to remember, it's not about the tools, it's really about the teacher. So that's always important. But really, go to whiteboard.fi to find more information. Follow us on social media to hear all about the latest news. So whiteboard.fi, you will find everything from there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today, for helping us understand the differences between using a digital whiteboard as an individual versus collaboration, for seeing the difference, or I should say, all of the great things with a digital whiteboard space as opposed to a dry erase board and marker, and just helping us unpack what this can look like in terms of the impact on formative assessment in the classroom. So thank you for carving out time to share with listeners today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I had such a great time talking with Sebastian and hearing his tips for individual student whiteboards. Let's finish up this episode, as we always do, with some tips for making EdTech easy, some key points. Digital whiteboards build upon the foundation of a dry erase board. Independent whiteboards have benefits different than collaborative experiences. You can check for understanding using formative assessment strategies. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode on classtechtips.com/podcast, including all of the ways to connect with the team at whiteboard.fi. A big thanks to whiteboard.fi for sponsoring this episode. I recommend that you try the free version of whiteboard.fi to get started. It's easy and safe and contains everything you need for a fun classroom session. If you feel you want a bit more functionality with a premium plan, use code MONICA25 for a 25% discount. Get started in seconds for free by visiting whiteboard.fi. If you're listening to this episode on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a rating or review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this podcast when they're searching for topics like EdTech in their podcast app. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.